Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here is always my co-host,
Graham K. How's it going? Good to see you. Good to whatever, you get it. Hey Kirk, let me ask you a question.
What's up, buddy?
How am I talking over the phone, yet I sound better and more clear than you do right now?
Graham, I have bad news. I'm slowly dying.
Oh, well, you are older.
The good news is we're all dying, so it's nothing that you didn't know before. But I think I've got a little something in my throat I can't seem to shake. These last 2 days has gotten worse. That or I'm finally approaching manhood. Those are my two options.
Yeah, a second level of manhood. old manhood.
Old man manhood.
Guys, this is the comedian's guide to autism. We are not scientists. No. We are two comedians who have loved ones, family members in our life that are people with autism. Kirk has an adult son, and I have a younger brother. And, you know, we wanted this to be a resource for people who have autism in their lives and who don't want to be depressed. And so far on this episode, we are failing you. Kirk is dying. But other than that, we're having a great time. Great to be here. Great to be on the podcast with you. Thanks for listening, guys, as always. I'm excited for this episode.
This is a great episode.
It's fantastic. A fantastic guest. You did a great interview. This is one of our more prestigious and prodigious, both. You made up a new word. You combined them. It's amazing. That's firing on all cylinders.
Prestigious
today.
Is prestigious, but I don't know why I pronounce it like that. Prestigious. Yeah. You set this up though. You set up the interview. This is through a friend of yours, a childhood friend, I believe, who also works this lady, Julie.
Yes, a friend of mine, married a lovely woman who ended up being another very good friend of mine, Julia Moss. She's fantastic. She works for our guest. Do you want to set up our guest?
Yeah, our guest is Elaine Hall, and she wrote the book Now I See the Moon. And she also she basically adopted a young boy from Russia who turned out to have autism, and developed her own program, which is I'll let her explain it, but
it's the Miracle Project.
And that turned into the Miracle Project, which they filmed a documentary about for HBO that was award winning. There's a cop going by because we're in Hollywood, so every day. But yeah, I think it's
it's an ambulance coming for you, buddy.
I'll be
Elaine fine. Hall, they look, guys, listen to this. HBO made a documentary about her program called Autism the Musical, and guess what? Autism the Musical won 2 Emmys. It's amazing. So yeah, she's changed the lives of a lot of people with autism for the better, and she's developed her own methodology for that. And
and she'll plug it during the interview. But there's a new show that she's got coming out, done by all people on the spectrum who are the part of the cast and the creative team. That is premiering soon, and she'll give you the dates, but I encourage you to come see that. And I think it's a real neat thing. So
yeah, just to be clear, she created a program that through acting helps people with autism socialize, and it's been very successful.
Very successful. So let's run this thing. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome back. It's a pleasure, absolute pleasure. I'm so excited for our guest. This week we have Elaine Hall, who runs the Miracle Project. We are in Beverly Hills at the very prestigious?
One of those.
Wallace Annenberg Center. Elaine, thank you so much for coming on our little show. Thank you so much for making time.
Well, I am so jazzed to be here, and I love what you're doing. I love that you're appealing to families, and I love the topic because I'm passionate about autism.
I know. Tell us about this project. So start from people that have not heard of the Miracle Project at all. What exactly does it do?
Okay. So the Miracle Project is an evidence-based we're official, theater and film program.
So, okay, so we have, in case this is someone's first listen to the podcast, talk to us about evidence-based. Let's break it down from the very beginning.
So evidence-based means that we have been studied. We are studied by Cal State University.
Excellent.
Sociology, psychology, and special ed department. And we are proven to impact social skills positively.
Amazing.
Lessen anxiety, increase self-esteem, and more than anything, impact joy.
And so
joy,
how do you do this? How do you do this? I'm intrigued.
We do it through music and movement, creativity, story, and theater. And what we do is we enter into the world of autism and bring out the talents and the abilities and the passions of individuals with autism, and then bring it to life through music, dance, and acting.
Amazing. Yeah. So just give us like a prototypical person that comes in with autism. Like, how does it work? Somebody like hear about it on the internet, sign up, a mom brings a child in, and then
ABC, all of the above.
Okay.
I'll tell you how we started.
Great.
So I was a TV and film acting coach. I worked for Disney, Nickelodeon, all kinds of things. And some of the biggest and brightest child stars. And what I wanted was a child of my own. And I wasn't able to give birth biologically, so I adopted a little boy from Russia. And when he came to me, now this was now 22 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not that old. So when he came to me, he spun in circles. He stared at his hand. He banged his head.
A lot of stimming.
But I didn't know from stimming. And he,
of course,
you know, autistic wasn't around then. So I had nothing to listen to.
Autistic didn't know about stimming either.
Not yet. So all I knew was that I knew what music and movement and theater does for me. And I chose to join my son's world. So when he would spin in circles, I'd spin with him and make it ring around the rosies.
Got it.
And if he would flap his hands, like, everybody flap your hands. It's fun to
flapping,
flap, right?
Yeah.
The traditional therapists were saying hands down and giving him M&Ms. And I didn't. I flapped with him. And we were birds. And we flapped all around the room together. And all I knew is when I did that, we'd connect.
Right.
And what does every mom want?
Right.
To connect with their child. And what is especially or profoundly an adopted mother want is to find that way in to connect. And traditional therapists thought I was crazy. Yeah, because they said I was co-signing his autism or, you know, whatever, enabling. And all I knew was when we flapped together, we were joined, we were one.
Right.
And I fortunately found some doctors on the East Coast, Dr. Stanley Greenspan, the DIR floor time method, Dr. Barry Prezant, the author of Uniquely Human and speech pathologist and author of the CERTS manual, co-author of the CERTS manual. And I started learning everything I could about autism and then training my crazy, creative actor, musician, dancer, comedian friends how to join the autistic world.
That's great.
We did that 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and my son started to emerge.
So tell me about the specific experience of your son. Emerge how? Like what did you notice different?
Well, what was different was that he would spend on his own hours isolated in his own world. When we entered that world, he would make connections and come into our world. Inch by inch, bit by bit. Like he liked to stack cars. I know a lot of our families, our kids like to stack cars.
Stack cars.
So we would literally sit next to him and stack cars with him. And then actually there was a dear friend of mine named Tom Grund, who was a lighting designer, who liked Matchbox cars as much as my son. And they would just stack cars. And every now and then Tom would say, this is my favorite 1972 Ford Mustang. And one day he walked in the room and my son gave him the Ford Mustang. And from there they started playing cars and playing together, and he merged into our world, still non-speaking,
non-verbal,
still autistic,
right.
yet connected, happy,
right,
joining us. And yeah.
So one day he comes
production.
In
I know what I'm doing.
We're recording.
Okay, sorry. Hi there. Okay,
so one day he walks in and hands you the car.
He hands Tom.
Tom the car.
The car. And after that, they started playing cars together.
Right.
Regular play, interactive, building, you know, roads and just playing together. And so basically, we found that by following my son's need, his sensory needs,
right,
and his lead, and joining his world, he could slowly merge into our world.
Okay.
And we used music and movement.
How do you use music and movement? How does that work?
So what we did with my son, and now I'll segue into the Miracle Project, what we did with him is...
Because you've developed some training, right?
I had to train more people.
Okay.
Because I found that the more that I would join his world, the more he would be part of our world. So I started training all my actor friends, musicians, all my creative friends in everything I was learning about autism. And so musicians would bring in their guitar and sing with him and play with him. Dancers, we taught my son the ABCs by having him put his body in the shape of the different letters.
Mm-hmm.
We learned counting by jumping and hopping and skipping. We learned everything kinesthetically and visually. So he was a visual learner. And creative people were able to reach him in that way. We told stories and he would act out different parts of the story and built this completely relational existence together and with all, everyone else. So he was able to generalize and bring this out into the world. From this, the hard part was that this became my whole life, right, and yet I became so passionate about it. It didn't matter. Well, my marriage kind of fell apart. I was a single mom. I had to go back to work. I did not want to, at that time, go back in the film business. Even that's where my career was.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard a voice inside that said, train others what you're doing with your son. And a dear friend of mine, Michelle Wolf, encouraged me to write a grant. I wrote a grant, Beginner's Luck, got it. And
that's
said,
great.
Oh no, what am I doing? And the grant was to be training other people, these methods I was developing, and create a theater program. And that's what we did. We created an original musical with individuals on the spectrum. Actually, all abilities.
Now, this was the musical that was nominated, right?
Yeah, well, this became the Miracle Project.
Right.
And what we did is I trained actors and musicians and dancers in these methodologies. And our very first year was with a grant from Jewish Community Foundation. Then I trained neurotypical peers,
okay,
how to just be friends with our kids, and started this theater company where we do music and movement and dance with 18 people. Everybody joining the world of someone with autism. So
wow.
If somebody needed to run around the room, one of our co-actors, we called the neurotypicals co-actors, would run around with them. If an actor with autism needed to hide under a table, one of our volunteers or co-actors would hang in the table with them. And slowly, bit by bit, we became part of an ensemble. No more wanting to be under the table, but being part of a group.
Mm.
Friendships were made. Parents built a community. There was no more isolation. We say we don't cure autism, but we cure the isolation, the aloneness, the sense of feeling different. We cure that by creating this theatrical community. And a group of filmmakers, saw what we were doing and asked if they could document a second year. And that became the material for the HBO Emmy-winning film, Autism the Musical, which showed an entire season of The Miracle Project. And it was produced by Buna Murray Productions and really changed our lives from being this small little... I promised in the grant we would impact 100 people, and we ended up really changing the way the world has perceived autism. It screened at the Tribeca Film Festival, went on to HBO, and then I was invited to the United Nations. I brought a group of autistic teens to perform and speak at the United Nations. A couple years later, my son presented at the United Nations using PowerPoint and speak it through his communication device.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this vibrant program that's endorsed by autism experts all over the world, train people in China and New York, New Jersey, San Francisco.
How can our listeners find out more about your program?
You can find out about it through themiracleproject.org.
Okay.
And if you're in Los Angeles, we are a vendored social skills program.
Okay.
So we work with all ages, 5 up to, our youngest is 5 right now, and our oldest is 47. We have job skills, life skills, relationship building, social skills, communication classes for those that are non-speaking, and adults, teens. We have a performance group where some of the performers are now professional actors.
Nice.
Someone
on to, I think Graham was telling me, my co-host Graham, who's not in studio today, was telling me about the some of your students have gone on to, I believe, be on The Good Doctor. Am I confused? Right? Is that right? Yeah. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Kobe Bird.
Okay.
One of the students from the Miracle Project started in our class, very shy, very withdrawn, but really loving music and loving acting. And he is now in our advanced group and is a professional actor. He's had a role on Speechless. He had a guest starring role on The Good Doctor. Watch episode 7.
Episode 7. All right, I'm going to check it out.
Doctor.
I'm going to check it out.
Yep. And then a number of our students, and I've been an autism consultant for a number of different TV shows, and a number of our students were on the second season of Atypical. And they're also in our advanced class. So not this season, but second season, watch Atypical.
Okay.
The peer group. Those are all, many of them are the Miracle Project students, and I'm the coach on that set.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So what's the next step? What do you got going forward? What do you think? What's the next step for you?
Well, next weekend, funny you should ask, we have an original musical called 185 Wilshire, A Love Story.
Okay.
And it is a story of love, relationship, trust, betrayal, and finding your true, authentic self. So it's with hip-hop music. It's our autistic Hamilton is what we're
saying. Where can they get tickets? Or how does it work?
The Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts.
Here in Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And we've got 5 shows coming up. We have a sensory-friendly performance on Sunday, May 3rd. And you can go to our website.
Can't be May 3rd, right?
I'm sorry. Edit that out. Repeat. We have a Sunday performance, June 3rd.
That makes more sense.
Much more sense. I'm thinking we've got a month before. No. But yeah, next year. We have a whole year. No. Yeah. So June 3rd, we've got our performance.
Great.
And it's a really incredible, starring individuals on the spectrum with professional actors with them. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's amazing. Amazing. That's terrific. So how can people be involved? How can families be involved, either families that live here in LA or around the world? We get listeners from Holland to Japan you'd be surprised. It's really interesting. It's really quite a community. How can people be involved in your project?
Oh, it's so awesome that you have such a scope and such a reach. I mean, as a parent, I wish you were around when we were first diagnosed.
This podcast, so sometimes we get a little bit, some letters from people, we're talking off the air, that some people are like, this doesn't really, people on the spectrum who are super high functioning feel like this doesn't exactly reflect their experience, but this podcast is really for ding dongs like me. We talk about, Graham and I talk about, we aren't scientists. We're just like two idiots. We almost called this Two Idiots Guide to Autism, but we thought it might be two. People might misunderstand what we were getting at, but yeah, I didn't know anything about it. So this is for parents like me that were just like no history of our family. So no insight, never even considered it. And just to encourage you, let you know, you're not alone.
Yes.
There's a lot of us going through this together. It's going to be okay. You know, I finish every podcast with, you can do it. It's going to be, you can do it. So yeah. How can parents from around the world be involved in your project? How can they contribute in some small way?
Oh, I love that thought that you can do it, because that is real, and that you're not alone. I mean, I think those are fundamental to the Miracle Project. And in our classes, we have parent groups. that are start out as support groups, but I really never liked the traditional support groups.
Too much complaining?
I get more depressed.
I know, so much complaining.
Right.
So we had the same problem where we'd go with our problems and feel like a leave with more problems. We're like, I don't know if this is good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what we do in our parent support groups is we start off with mindfulness and meditation and self-care. And then we start off by saying, tell me something fun that your child did today or your adult child did today.
Smart.
And tell me something fabulous about your son. Because so often we hear about what's wrong with our kids.
Or the issues or the trouble
the
or
troubles.
The stuff I have to clean up. Or the
Yeah.
And we all see those and those are very real and relevant. But there's also another side too.
How do we celebrate?
Yeah.
How do we celebrate the resourcefulness of my son finding my chocolate bar that I've hidden so perfectly and he found it like in 2 seconds. You know, he's incredibly resourceful. So, and how do we channel that? I mean, how do we challenge their passions?
Yeah.
By also channeling our own passions. So we start off with a real positive support group and then we then, our parents become our costume designers and art designers.
That's great.
So they are able to bring their creativity.
Right.
And now what I'm doing is training all over the world. So I've been training in China, mainland China and Hong Kong, Taiwan, and also I'd love to go to Japan. So any listeners in Japan, my husband loves
Okinawa.
Love
we've got a lady that writes
we'll
us
come.
Pretty consistently in Okinawa.
Yeah, we'll come. We're offering trainings. We have trainings. We have a Miracle Project in New Jersey at the Mayo Performing Arts Center, a Miracle Project in San Francisco. We're building that one in Omaha. So lots of different parts of the country. We do offer trainings. I do Skype consultations. So you could bring this program wherever you are. And as I was talking to Kirk about, we're starting a podcast class that will
right.
be featuring individuals on the spectrum and sharing their stories. So hopefully that'll be coming in the next couple of months. And then our original musicals will be available through Broadway licensing. So your school, instead of producing Annie, not that there's anything wrong with Annie.
Right, but this offers an opportunity to produce something else that hasn't been you haven't seen before and they haven't experienced before.
Exactly.
Just a broader representation of people that are out there.
Exactly. We have an anti-bullying play called The Intimidation Game that is going to be available for schools to produce through Broadway licensing. And then we've got a superheroes play that is about our those who need more support, what their interests and superpowers are. So people can be doing this everywhere. And that's my dream is to, I have such an incredible community. My son has an amazing community of friends.
What's the name of your son?
His name is Neil. Neil okay. Katz. You can friend him on Facebook.
Okay.
Neil Katz.
All right.
And he's got a job working in an organic garden and he's a semi-professional model.
Wow.
And he's non-speaking. He types to communicate. So there is hope. The sky is the limit. We have a social calendar that's huge. There's no more aloneness. And I love autism.
Tell us a little bit about, we'll wrap up here. Tell us a little bit how our readers can, our listeners can get a hold of you. You use Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or what do you use?
Facebook.
Okay.
And the Miracle Project on Facebook. And we do have an Instagram and I have to admit I'm technologically challenged, so I don't. But I have wonderful people who do.
You're not missing out. It's mostly people in bikinis and food. It's
well,
fine.
Food's good.
Tell us about, real quick, to plug your book real quick. You wrote a couple books?
Okay, yes, I've written a couple books for you readers, you listeners who are readers. yes, one is called Now I See the Moon, and that's by HarperCollins, and Now I See the Moon is my story of what I summarized here of my son's progress and Autism the Musical. That's Now I See the Moon. And then the other is 7 Keys to Unlock Autism.
Ooh.
And that's nice. It's used as a textbook at Brown University. Oh, we have a Miracle Project in New England through Brown University and the Rhode Island Philharmonic and Bailey's team. So we have a summer camp there this summer in New England and also a summer camp here in Los Angeles. So the two books, Now I See the Moon and 7 Keys to Unlock Autism and the DVD, Autism the Musical.
Well, it's just a shame that you really haven't dedicated your life to anything. You're just wasting your time. That's the biggest frustration, I think, for me interviewing you. No, in all seriousness, thank you so much for taking time. Appreciate all the work you do.
Thank you.
Guys and gals, if you have a second and you need to have more questions for her, feel free to reach out to her. And thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much. Wonderful to be here.
Well, that's it, Graham.
That's it. That was great. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Incredibly impressive woman, you know.
Yeah.
Writing books.
Incredibly impressive interviewer, really.
That was before I found out I was dying. My voice was okay. It was a different day.
Thank you so much, Elaine Hall. You're fantastic. Thank you, Julia Moss, for hooking this up. You're the best. You're a great friend, and you're a great person. It's just a pleasure and an honor to know these types of people. And that's one of the great things about this podcast, is it puts us in touch with all these types of wonderful people that, you know, you get down on the news, you know, and you think the world's crumbling, and then you meet people like this, and you're like, people are good.
There's good people out there.
Fine.
Yeah, there's good people out there. Yeah, for sure.
There's mostly great people out there. Yeah. Look at that. This is fantastic. Fantastic. So,
guys,
great stuff.
Guys, as always,
great job.
Oh,
go
thanks,
ahead.
Man. Sorry, I was just gonna say,
no, let's keep talking
over each other.
Time.
I was gonna say, guys, if you have a second, please take a second to like us on Facebook, share this podcast. That's the way we've gotten most of our listeners, people sharing this podcast with other friends they think might like it, friends and family members. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, Kirk Smith Comedy, and Facebook, Kirk Smith Comedy. My website's Kirk Smith Comedian. There's a theme going there. There's a theme going. I'm a comedian. And Graham, tell us about your social media and where they can find you, upcoming shows, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, baby, buckle up. You can find me on Instagram, K, on Twitter, on... nope, that's wrong. I screwed up again. You can find me...
I feel like you're doing some sort of long play where it's some sort of joke where you like to block yourself and try to see if you can confuse enough fans to keep your followers under 5,000. I think it's like a long play. I really think it is. Like, there's nobody's doing this on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it 100% is. It's working. It's a long con. It's going great. Not a lot of followers so far.
Well,
pretty good. It's also a plan to, sort of just, you know, embarrass myself and my parents. And that's also just a home run so far.
Well, you change the name of it, then you don't remember it, then you plug the wrong one. I mean, it's perfect. I think it's perfect. It works on so many levels.
No, I love, it's fun. It's fun killing your own career. It's one thing I'm really good at.
Killing it softly. That's the name of your new album coming out soon.
That's it. Yeah, I was name it after a very famous Dave Chappelle special. While the sirens are coming to shut our operation down, it's that my Instagram is Instagram K. This is unbelievable. What a horrible podcast we're all listening to.
And then I die. That'd be a
Let's
great,
start again.
Great
Let's
episode.
Start again.
Okay.
That was bad. All right. So my Instagram is at Instagram K. Okay. My Twitter, which is different than Instagram, is a Mr. Graham K. You can go to comedybythegraham.com for show dates, all that stuff. You can message me there. You can, you know, join me on Facebook. Shoot me a little message. Tell me that everything's going to be okay. And also go to patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic, to donate to our podcast. Helps us keep it going. And that's it, right?
That's it, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.